news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio. Before we say anything, let's take you back to about 10 minutes ago, St. Louis, Missouri. Here's the audio of what happened at the Survivor Series.
Oh, look who it is.
Yeah.
Scott Armstrong,
of course.
He's been in Triple H's pocket since day one.
There we go. You heard it right there. It's official now. Sting has made his WWE debut at the Survivor Series. And with that, we welcome you to our Survivor Series post-show live here on Rant EM Radio. I'm Double A, being joined by Tony C, Lee, Surfer, and Rage. And my God, business has picked up.
Permission to freak the fuck out.
No.
Business.
Here's the thing. Here's the
thing. They killed the moment, man.
Well, wait a minute. Let's soak it in for just a little bit before we start to crap on it, because I know that there's going to be some negative comments about the whole situation. But it's done. Let's say that.
Embrace the fact that he's here.
It's done. It's over with. He's officially now Sting, a WWE superstar. Now I can say that with Sting. I can say that now with all 100% confirmed, however you want to put it, for the first time in all the years I've been doing this show, Sting is now officially a part of the WWE. A lot of people have taken to Twitter, a lot of people are on Facebook. Join us in the chat room, take part in the discussion, and of course we'll be taking your calls throughout the next hour here on RantEMRadio.com. Let's go around the room. Initial reaction to Sting's debut. We're going to start with the man who's like me, the man who grew up, well, he's a little bit older than I am, but still, he grew up a Sting fan.
Stinger.
He grew up a little stinger. Lee from Baltimore, what is your initial reaction to this?
It's one of the things where, like, once you had said that it's a possibility he was coming out, uh-huh. And I was like, okay, you know, I guess my expectation of was kind of different. And when I last saw Sting, like, you know, in makeup and everything, you know, it was when he was at that, I want to say it was a Comic-Con maybe, or it was a press panel they did.
Right.
And he came out there. He looked great. You know, I mean, he I don't know. Maybe I don't know. But today when he came out, just a couple of things that just kind of threw me off was, like, first it was the music.
Of course, the music.
I was disappointed with the music. I don't want to be a negative dude. I was disappointed. I'll start off by saying real quick, I've been on the record for saying I don't want to see Sting wrestle, and I don't, you know, and I still hold that. When he came out, it reminded me of when Piper came out. Like, he came out, I thought he was going to have a bat, and he didn't. I was like, that's fine. But he came out, and he just kind of, I don't know if he was nervous or what, but he didn't look like he did when I saw him at that panel. And his hair, I would have thought they would have dyed his, he would have dyed his hair. I saw some gray, and then his hair looked like it was kind of like orange. And then it was an awkward stare down moment. And he has those punches where, and when he came out as Crow Sting for the first time, and, you know, one punch would just knock you out for the rest of the night.
Right.
Well, he had that. And I guess it was cool. You know, everybody wanted to see it, and it finally happened. And, you know, I will say this. I'd rather see Triple H Sting. I've said this too. Triple H Sting versus Undertaker Sting if he's going to have a match, because I just feel like Triple H would do a better job in that match. So, you know, it is what it is. And I'm a Sting fan for life. I just don't want to see him go down that Ric Flair path. That's all.
Now, I'm going to, not to go out of order, because usually I do go last in these situations, but I'm going to speak on the same page as Lee. I agree in the situation that if Sting is going to face somebody, it's going to be Triple H. It's something that we have talked about as a possibility here for quite some time now, because the possibility of Hogan and Sting, and the possibility of Undertaker Sting, I mean, and Hogan wrestling another match and things like that. You know, all the different varieties. Now, what does this say about Vince and Sting? Vince and Triple H? I don't know. Or Triple H and The Rock? I don't know. But if the route they're going for WrestleMania is Sting and Triple H, I'm all for it. It's the right decision. It's the right route to go. I think Sting versus Triple H for control of WWE would be a great addition to WrestleMania. Let's try to pull away from The Rock. We don't need to use The Rock this year as a crutch in any capacity. I think, and like Lee said, I'm a Sting fan for life, regardless of whether he looks, you know, 20 or 200. I think, you know, a little Just for Men would have helped, but hey, I digress. It's not the end of the world. Right. I will say this: Sting did not come out in his getup. As a matter of fact, Sting, for those of you that didn't pay close enough attention, because those of you out there, a majority of the wrestling audience is blind, unlike me, Sting was actually wearing pants that had a scorpion on it.
Yep.
He was not wearing tights.
Not the onesie.
So, like, right, he wasn't wearing a onesie. He was wearing a t-shirt with pants and some loafers, I believe. And, or some boots or whatever. But I, you know what? We know that this day was going to come. It's a little awkward now to say that Sting is officially in the WWE. Why am I not marking out? Why is Lee not marking out? Why is the rest of the people, with the exception of Rage, not marking out? And I'll tell you why we're not marking out. There's a reason why. Because here's the thing. This is something that was a possibility for quite some time. And this is where I hate the internet.
Yeah.
I hate the internet.
Exactly.
The internet kind of took that shine away this weekend, because everybody went into the event with the possibility of Sting being there. And the thing was, when every news site on the internet reported it as gospel, well, you figured, it's going to happen. Great. But I would have preferred if this would have been somehow, some way, kept a secret to the last possible second. I don't know how you do that today. There's ways of doing it, but I think at that point I would have come on the air here and said, "Oh my God, I can't believe it! Sting debuted at the Survivor Series." For now, I'm just going to be like, "Oh, I can't believe it! He's finally a WWE superstar." It was weird watching him come out of a WWE set And I saw the WWE logo, and he got into a WWE ring, and all this stuff, and the mood and everything was great. It's just the internet killed it.
You know what? I will say this real quick. I want to say that a lot of people were expecting, Nixon just said it too, he was expecting Randy Orton, and that would have been just too obvious. I mean,
too obvious.
You know, I mean,
that was a curveball.
Yeah, just bring. I wasn't expecting Orton at all. I was like, you know, I knew it was St. Louis, but I was like, it had just been too, just too obvious and just too, they've done it before. You know, it's okay. You know, I'm just waiting, you know.
You're waiting to see what happens.
Be for control. I see now why Cena had to go out early. Because, you know, that broke my heart. But
I did break mine.
Well, let's go around. Tony C.
Close to the Big Show, too. Doing the right thing.
I got to talk about that. But Tony C., your reaction of Sting.
I mean, I'm glad to see him. The music, like I said, I hate the brain on that. If they would have just used that song, man. And that's what I'm saying. WWE, they want to move away from WCW so bad. Like,
they want to put their own stamp.
It makes it look like WCW was the devil. Like, they never did nothing good. Right. That song is horrid compared to the one they used.
I don't think so.
I'm going to try to replay it again here. Give me a second. I'm queuing it up as we speak. But
Reed, that song didn't fit Sting. I'm sorry.
Here we go. Let's hear it one more time. Hold on. Here it is one more time.
Oh, look who it is. Yeah. Scott Armstrong, of course. He's been in Triple H's pockets since day one.
Might as well have been Chris Masters.
Oh my God! It's Sting! What? Stinger's here! A six-time WCW champion, the two-time NWA World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, that music's bad. I mean,
I'm sorry.
I mean, it could have just went with all that crow. It could have had that little intro, and then just went into the.
But they want to sell songs, you know.
Doesn't matter. They own the other song.
Yeah.
They own this.
That shit was perfect.
And most likely you own it too.
So what? They've released this one on iTunes already.
They use it to promote him being
in the video game.
Exactly.
I understand that, but I'm just saying they probably did it because they want to sell.
I don't care why they did it. It sucks.
Exactly.
Nobody did it. It was sorry. It sucked. But whatever.
I feel like that song. Like they were just. Like they were trying to go somewhat of the route of that of the Crow Sting song, but they were trying to not make it be so much that song.
No, they tried.
I'm not gonna say it's a bad song. Like I really gotta hear it. I got it. I mean,
I'm sure. Come Tuesday, we'll have. They'll release it on iTunes or something. But if that's the case, we'll play it. But the thing is, the song sucks. It's terrible.
Booker T has been using the same song that he's used in
WCW for 20 years now.
Yep.
Okay, Booker T debuted that theme song in 1993, and if he came out to wrestle a match today, that would be his theme song.
Yep.
Period.
I think you guys are like really like probably.
The problem is Rage really is that you're not a like, you're not a true fan of Sting.
Like,
that's
like,
the problem.
Really listen to it. I don't think it's that bad.
See, Booker T would have just come out to this, and that would have been the end of it.
It may not be bad, Rage, but it's not Sting.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Let's see a Punk come out to something that ain't his music. He be it. Look, Rage. If you knew the man, and like Nixon made a comment earlier about the man called Doing It's Time. It was a theme for Doing It's Time. Obviously, for him to come out in black and white, he wouldn't come out to that theme song. It wouldn't fit.
Even, you know what,
when
Sting came out to Seek and Destroy in WCW, that fits Sting. I'm not saying that they should use that in WWE, but even a little bit of a rock music would have been Okay. When Sting came out to this, it fit Sting.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Now, of course, I don't want to hear this.
No, no, no.
Now that's bad.
As well. That's a bad song.
That's a bad song, yes.
Well. Nope, nope. I'm in a minority. I like that song.
Well, anyways.
I think it fits.
I think y'all just sitting on that because that's TNA. I like that.
I think that's the reason, too. By the way, hold on a second. Little Rock would be fine for Sting's theme song. Then I don't see. Okay, but I don't see why you're taking a shit on Sting's TNA's theme song. Because to me, it just sounds bad.
It just sounds bad.
That was one of the better TNA songs.
I don't understand.
Absolutely right, Lee.
Sweaty Eddie's in the chat room saying that he's in disbelief. What the hell could he be in disbelief over?
Does he know what Sting is? Sweaty knows.
Anyways, Surfer, your yes. Sting reaction.
Well, I'm happy to see him. I'm not like over the hill happy, but. I'm glad to finally see him in the WWE for how brief of a time he'll be there. And hopefully we'll get a couple good matches leading up to WrestleMania and then he go out and go in the Hall of Fame and, you know, it's fine.
Shout out to the Big Show.
I mean, yeah, it's cool, but okay, he's there now. We finally got him. We've been waiting for it. Now it happened.
Now here's the thing. There's nobody else. There's only one other person that I could think of that could have some sort of, maybe not as big a Sting, but there would only be one other person that I could think of that would make an impactful debut in the WWE. And I've said his name numerous times. AJ Styles. He'd be the only one left.
I think he'd have a better impact than Sting because he can still go.
That's true too.
And a lot of people, the thing is, like, people know who Sting is from. Younger people know him probably from TNA, and that's all they know.
Right.
They don't know. They don't know the journey of Sting.
No, they don't.
And when you know the journey of Sting, you see how the whole story fits in with his theme, his look. It's all a part of who he was during different points, periods of time. And you gotta see it from start to finish to understand the whole thing.
And I'll get to Rage's reaction in a second. But you talk about what JBL said as Sting was coming out, how he was a 6-time WCW champion, a 2-time NWA champion, he's an 8-time world champion. Forget about that. And I don't know how many times he was world champion in TNA, but the point I'm trying to make is that unlike John Cena, who's been in the WWE for 12 years, he's a 15-time world champion. The thing with Sting, for 20 years, Sting busted his ass for those 8 world titles, and I was there every step of the way. I suffered through all the good times, through all the bad times, through thick and thin with Sting. For all those times that Sting was the underdog in the match, and then not once but twice, Sting won the U.S. title after being the world champion.
Yep.
And that'll include all the other stuff that he did when he wasn't in the world title scene. His teaming up with Luger, tag team, his U.S. championship, all that stuff. His feuds with Rick Rude. Oh, come on. I mean, the thing is that, like I said, Sting is one of them people. I hear people a lot of times say they don't understand Sting. They don't get what the thing was about Sting. It's a story that you got to see from start to finish. Yeah, Sting was definitely. Sting was WCW, not Ric Flair, not anybody else. Say it again.
They called him the franchise.
He's the only one that never left.
Was there from start to finish. From start to finish.
You would think that you could include, let's say, an announcer. No, even Tony Schiavone left and went to WWE for a cup of coffee. Everybody.
The only person you can say it. That was WCW from start to finish was Ted Turner himself.
Okay. But I doubt
Here
Ted
you
would.
Go. he was saying John Cena of that era.
I wouldn't even go there
because towards the end, by the time they had that last Nitro, Ted Turner wasn't even owning it no more.
No, Ted was long gone at that point. But here's the thing. This is long awaited. It's time. Now let's move on. Here's what I don't want to happen. I don't want to sit now through 5 months of abysmal build to what possibly could be Sting's only match ever in the WWE at WrestleMania. WWE has the opportunity right now to take this ball and really run with it and make a real build, an old-fashioned, old-school build to one of the biggest matches in WrestleMania history. They got 5 months.
But, you know, I hope he takes that time, too, to get in the best shape he can get in to have exactly. his moment.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, you want my opinion? And it wouldn't behoove me if we found out down the road that Sting and Triple H, if in fact this is going to be the match at WrestleMania, that Sting and Triple H work the match out well in advance and work it repeatedly, privately.
Oh yeah, because you said not that's behoove what he was going to do with Taker.
Yeah, because Taker typically does that with all his WrestleMania opponents. And Sting was offering to do that with Taker. The only one that didn't do it, surprisingly, was Brock Lesnar.
We'll see.
But anyways, so Rage, your Sting reaction.
Well, okay, so, you know, Saturday when, you know, I first heard
the Black Scorpion's in the chat room, by the way.
Pardon?
The Black Scorpion is in the chat room.
You looking for Sting?
You know, Saturday, like, I when I first heard the news, like, you know, PW Insider, they don't lie, but I was kind of, like, on the fence about it. Like, you know, this doesn't seem like the pay-per-view to put Sting on. So, you know, I was kind of iffy about it. So, you know, fast forward to now, and I'll be honest, I marked the hell out. And I know I shouldn't, according to y'all, but, I mean, seriously. I mean, Sting in the WWE, I'm sitting there, like, I'm literally freaking the fuck out.
But here's the thing. You can freak out all you want, and I'm not gonna fault you for that, okay? I won't get on your case for that. But here's the thing. Rage is freaking out for one reason. We're not freaking out for another reason. The rest of the internet is freaking out for an entirely different reason. It's like everybody has varying opinions on how this initial debut is. So far, I haven't found anything outwardly negative about the debut other than the theme song and maybe Sting's appearance. But the thing here is that Rage is marking out because here's a guy that never worked in WWE. Now he's finally there. Oh my God, big moment. But the thing is, Rage, and I'm not faulting you for this, and don't take this the wrong way, but Rage wasn't even alive when Sting became a household word. So, the dichotomy and the is so different between his reaction, my reaction, Lee's reaction. It's like I wish that Rage would mark out for the right reasons. Make sense?
Yeah, you're
right. Okay. So, it's just, you know, I'll let you mark out. I'll let you have your mark out moment. But hey, it's done. It's over with. Now let's see where we go from here.
I mean, it's like, I've watched Sting's interview on, you know, why he didn't initially go to WWE when WCW closed. I watched that interview plenty of times, so I know the story. It's just that, you know, like, to me, like, I haven't seen a lot of his work in WCW, which is what I'm doing now. I've seen pretty much everything he did in TNA. So, like, again, like, I'm pretty much marking out, yeah, for that exact reason. Like, you know, I never would have ever thought that Sting would be in WWE. I mean, what, a couple years ago, they were tossing out the rumor that Sting would be facing Undertaker at Mania 27, which I knew, like, that wasn't going to happen.
The thing is that when a rumor gets planted on the internet, here's the issue. when a rumor gets planted on the internet, the internet not only takes on a life of its own, it drums up some very interesting conversation. And here's the problem. When you have a big story like that of Sting versus The Undertaker at WrestleMania, that's one of those once-in-a-lifetime deals that if it doesn't happen by the time that first WrestleMania rolls around, every time that WrestleMania rolls around for the next 20 years, it's going to be a topic of discussion. And the thing is, I think we've beaten that topic to death by this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see Sting and Undertaker. Lee doesn't want to see Sting and Undertaker. It's a fair assessment that everybody else in the call doesn't want to see Sting and the Undertaker. I don't know about the chat room, but I'll speak for them as well. I think with WWE's decision is perfect for what they did. If this is going to be his only match in the WWE, let it be this. Because as far as my as far as my memory goes back, because I can't talk right now, I don't ever recall in WCW Sting and Triple H doing battle.
No. He didn't. So, he didn't get him or Undertaker. Only he got Kane, but he didn't get him or Undertaker.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels going to get in on his payday too. Watch.
Sting never got Mean Mark in WCW?
Say it again.
Sting never got Mean Mark in WCW?
No. Luger did.
I don't believe so. Yeah.
I mean, like you said.
He fought Luger for the title, right, Lee?
Yeah, when he had that heart punch. Yeah. And Luger beat him.
Yeah, but like you said, like this is WWE's like best chance to really put together one of the biggest matches in Mania history. And I am, and I'll be honest, I'm very skeptical that WWE will even, has the ability or the writing team to pull off something like this.
Well, here's the...
Even in 5 months' time, but...
Here's the thing, Rage. Don't doubt it so soon. Don't worry so far out. We went into WrestleMania last year with a lot of doubts, a lot of skepticism, whatever. I can't talk.
Skepticism.
We can't predict that WrestleMania is going to be horrible yet, because we did that last year. It ended up being one of the best WrestleManias ever. I was hoping
Sting would have got Hall of Fame, but if he's going to be wrestling, he's not going to go in this
year, bro. Yeah, there's, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how all that plays out.
Yeah, but I'm glad it's happened. I'm glad he's here, you know.
He could do both. He can go to Hall of Fame and wrestle.
Yeah, Flair did it, so.
Glad to see what he does next, you know?
So, now I got no problem. I don't want to see Sting tomorrow night if we don't have to.
Yeah.
I can leave I can leave this in limbo for now. But if Sting must come in tomorrow, let Sting come in, cut a promo, and that's it. I don't want to see any interaction between him or Triple H or anything between now and past Royal Rumble time.
Double A, who are we going to see more between now and Mania, Brock or Sting?
Sting.
Freaking hard on the phone.
But,
this made room for so many other things, though. That one match made room for a whole lot of stuff to take place.
I think WWE, I talked about it at the pre-show, that WWE needs to start really closing up the year tonight. And I think they did a good job. I think they're going to start. I think for the first time in a long time, the year might actually end off on a high note.
I'm excited for Mania season.
So we'll have to see what happens. The road to WrestleMania starts at the end of January. By then, a lot should happen. A lot of people should have returned by then.
We're on the road to the Royal Rumble now? I would say, right?
I would say that the seeds for the Rumble have been planted, but we're not quite there just yet. I'd say after TLC, maybe we could say that. Anyways, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. There's a lot of people listening live. And, of course, we've only been talking about Sting so far, so let's talk about the rest of this pay-per-view. It all kicked off with Vince McMahon coming out, and he brought out The Authority. He brought out John Cena. The Authority was kissing Vince's ass. They laid out some good groundwork for their WrestleMania match. But I think the thing that we took from this was that we found out that if the Authority lost, and which they did, the Authority not only would have no control at all in the WWE in terms of the WWE superstars, but the only person to bring them back would be John Cena. Now, let's talk about that. Okay? A lot of people immediately shouted, heel turn.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's every pay-per-view, though.
No, well, because now there's now this hanging around that John Cena has the power. Well, how does one set up the fact that John Cena brings back the Authority as a face?
He can't.
Because if Vince is in charge and Cena holds the control of Triple H and Stephanie, what happens? I WWE would have to do a lot of explaining to figure out how to bring them back with Cena as a face and them as a heel, because Sting and Triple H at WrestleMania, if that happens, would only be face versus heel. It's not going to be two faces going up against each other.
Well, let me ask you, how did Vince even... When we last saw Vince, he was glad that they turned on Brian. He didn't want Brian to be champion, so... When he came back, because like I said, I haven't been watching. What was his whole reasoning for like turning on him? Because I mean, that's really
he just did it.
Vince is an egomaniac, so
egomaniac. He loves controversy. He loves surprises and big and you know things on the line. And it's like they what they did was is that Triple H said that Vince basically was getting soft, and that he was playing to the audience now.
Okay.
So if there's a better explanation than that, I don't know what it is. But now what? Is Cena going to be heel? I don't know, people. I mean, that's another conversation that
Big Show hitting him changed that. If he is, it ain't going to be anytime soon.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know that.
It ain't going to be until after he wrestled Brock, I'm sure.
Any kind of heel face turn ain't gonna happen tomorrow. Ain't gonna happen anytime soon. But that's another topic that we've beaten into the ground. Go ahead, sir.
What's the chance? Okay, since Cena has the possibility of bringing back the Authority, that there's a deal cut behind the scenes that when Cena fights Brock Lesnar, the Triple H helps him get the belt.
Yeah, but
he brings him back.
Yeah, but
John Cena would never do anything like that because that goes against hustle, loyalty, and respect.
Yeah,
I understand that. I'm just saying, what's the chance that could happen?
That's not showing loyalty.
It might be a thing where he just feels he can't beat Brock Lesnar and takes a shortcut.
But that seems a little too simple.
Strange things have happened.
As long as he's the forever champion, I don't care. he needs to be the world heavyweight champ. But look, they setting up Dolph Ziggler though. It seems like
I got to tell you.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. We're going to skip around here. Dolph became the man tonight.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and Cena tried to take his spotlight at the end.
I could not smile any harder for Dolph Ziggler.
That ticked me off.
I think finally WWE is.
Now, had that been Cena, though, y'all, half this call would have been complaining about Super Cena.
Of course.
Yes, sir.
I'm Cena fan. I'm serious. I don't know what Mega Man is saying. Come on now. I was pissed. I was pissed when he got pinned. I was pissed.
I was shocked.
You're ready to throw your remote at the TV.
Were you really shocked, Reed?
No, I'm going to be dead ass serious. Like,
well, if you were shocked, then I can't.
No, like I
can't.
Said on, like I said on Saturday, like I really thought that Cena would be the last man standing. Like here, like I thought the Authority was gonna like single handedly.
But didn't that happen?
You know what?
Would have complained about it.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, but that's what I really thought would happen.
I'm going to tell you something. The way things happen, the way the eliminations happen, Mark Henry getting eliminated right off the bat.
That doesn't shock me at all.
That was pathetic. But the whole thing,
that
Rusev being eliminated after crashing through the table.
I told you Rusev would be counted out. But the one that surprised me was Ryberg getting eliminated first.
Early on. He was the first one eliminated on Cena's team. They don't have anything for him.
Ryberg?
Yeah, they don't have anything for him. So that's why they did it. But anyway,
Dolph Ziggler is Shawn Michaels. He's just like
he's going to be the man. I tell you. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's all this time and money invested in Seth Rollins, but you know I.
You don't see it.
I don't see it.
Dolph going to be the one.
Me either.
And I think we're going to see Rollins versus Ziggler for that briefcase at TLC.
Yep, I agree.
I think that's where we're going.
He's going to get Kennedy.
He's going to get Kennedy'd.
This might be a decent TLC this year.
Yeah.
So you feel like that WWE...
No, because you're going to get Cena versus Big Show. No.
So you feel like with the WWE finally letting down their guard?
Wait a minute, Rage. You know what? No, because you can't please people. Tony, we cool. But you know, Cena's in a match with Big Show.
It doesn't destroy the whole paper.
But if he was in the main event or something else, they'd be bitching about it. And the call-in show would have a field day with that. At least now I don't have to hear about any more John Cena bitching.
Okay, okay? Right.
At least till next year.
Now here's this. Here's one other thing that I want to bring up about Ziggler.
Big Show put him in his place.
About Ziggler's showing in the match. Ziggler being the sole survivor in the match was the perfect setup to introduce Sting, because had John Cena been the sole survivor, would not have been the same.
Nope.
Cena had to be out of the way for Sting to come out.
Exactly.
Yep.
Once Sting came out, it made sense.
My question is this. I want to know what that reaction backstage was. Like you see the wrestlers and things like that.
I want to know who brought Sting there. Did Cena bring him there? Did McMahon bring him there? Did he just like show up out of? Did he drop out of the ceiling? I mean, you know, somebody like Sting walking backstage, you're gonna notice him.
All right.
This ain't WCW, Surfer. You gonna keep him in the limo all night?
I'm pretty sure if Sting came in, he said he ain't dropped from the rafters. He don't like.
No, they would never do that anymore.
I'm joking when I say he dropped out away from the rafters, but.
But here's like I said, Ziggler solidified himself as a bona fide superstar tonight. He performed.
He got made
excellently.
Tonight.
He got made tonight. He earned his stripes.
I thought Vince was going to come out there and do what he did in 2001, take off his jacket.
It just did it. Fatal 4-Way Match, Tag Team Titles. That match is currently replaying on the WWE Network. Damian Mizdow got the victory. He got the hot tag in after Jey Uso hit the splash on Goldust. Mizdow got the hot tag in. He won the tag team titles, but Miz is the one that celebrated with both titles.
Why do teams have to always break up with animosity, man?
Well, yep. I think this is gonna. I said it in the pre-show. This is a launching pad for Damian now.
Well, let me add. I'm sorry, we ain't talking about that yet. Is anybody gonna care when Brock Lesnar come back? I mean,
no.
Shit, they able to pull it off?
At this point, no. It's like, you know what, I watched
this Monday. What is it? Two Mondays, night like next Monday, the 8th, right? Something like that.
But here's the thing, I watched Nitro in 1997, and you know I only remember Hogan defending the title three times, so It's he was there, but to me it was like, you know, I couldn't quote a Hogan promo.
Because like, he was gone more than he was there.
Hogan would come in, he'd cut his promo with Eric Bischoff, and that'd be it. And I couldn't tell you what he was promoting because he wrestled on 12 pay-per-views. Hogan wrestled on four of them.
Three or four.
Hogan four.
He wrestled 97.
He wrestled Sold Out, Super Brawl, Uncensored.
Uncensored.
But he wrestled on Nitro.
Bash at the Beach, Road Wild.
Bash at the Beach.
Well, he wrestled on TV too in 97.
He did. Okay, so Hogan did 8 pay-per-views of the 12. Great. But it was like nothing built up to those matches. And I know
he
still
did more than Brock. He wrestled Luger on TV.
I know he wrestled Luger. That was twice. He wrestled twice on Nitro in 97.
Yep. Luger, and both were against Luger.
You know, and I'm not. Listen, that's no fault of Hogan. But the thing is like there was no world champion at that time. And if you recall, who held the U.S. title? There was only about 3 or 4 people that held the U.S. title in '97: Dean Malenko, Eddie Guerrero, Jeff Jarrett, and Mongo. And then Kurt closed out the year with the title.
I think like what Surfer said, though, the thing was is Hogan was still fresh in your mind. Like, he came out with the NWO. This Brock Lesnar, he's gone. I mean, like, he since he won, you've seen him, the next night, and you haven't seen him since. When did he win? 2 months ago? A month? I don't know. Not long
he
it's
won
been.
It at SummerSlam.
That's WWE fault, though.
I'm not blaming them, but they still not going to care about him when he come back. I mean, Roman Reigns, he gone. They booed the hell out of him, so... I'm just saying. I mean, Brock Lesnar. By the time he get back, nobody gonna care about his matches.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins is the WWE champion.
Pretty much.
Everybody wants him. He got something everybody wants. I'm just saying.
Pretty much. Adam Rose and the Bunny. Adam Rose and the Bunny were backstage playing with some action figures. That's when Heath Slater and Titus O'Neil came in. Adam challenged them to a tag team match, which we would see later in the night. The Divas elimination match. Oh, what a cluster that was. But there was a clean sweep in that match. Naomi landed the final fall on Paige.
Naomi got a pin and Naomi.
Yeah.
Both of them, sir.
Both of them. And there was a clean sweep for Team Natalya on that in that match. Dean Ambrose versus Bray Wyatt. The match was okay. I didn't think it was anything out of extraordinary, but the match was okay. I did like the fact that Ambrose threw all that garbage in the ring. You know, the tables and the chairs and the ladders. And then 15 minutes later, we already had the match set on tape for the next pay-per-view. I can't remember the last time a pay-per-view promoted the following pay-per-view already with a match on the card.
Oh, already on the same pay-per-view.
Yeah, so I did like that fact. WWE put in getting to work nice and early. Let me see here. The Bunny and Adam Rose defeated Slater Gator. Of course, the Bunny got the fall. Adam Rose wasn't too happy about that.
He told that Bunny, look, I found you at a children's
party or something.
He said you were working birthday party.
You're working birthday parties, exactly. The announcers interviewed Roman Reigns, who said he was he would load his fist up or something like that, and you know, whatever he said. But basically he said that he's on his way back.
He said he's gonna cock his fist.
He's gonna cock his fist.
And rain down.
It's like something from a porno.
Like, geez. I said, is that what they taught you in acting classes? Let's talk about Tyson Kidd and his hood for a second. Because there was a lot of controversy on Twitter about Tyson Kidd and his white hood. There was
in St. Louis.
It's St. Louis of all places.
That just as bad as Big Show. I mean, Mark Henry getting laid out,
knocked out in St. Louis.
But he came out with a white hood on.
I tell you, the racial undertones of tonight were all over the place.
This show, Ole was in the room.
Ole must have booked the show, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, we're going to have the big black dude, big black one get knocked out first.
The crazy thing is, though, Tuesday, how I remember saying on Tuesday, this past Tuesday, I was like, why in the world Big Show to give him a finisher like that? It would just make sense for as soon as the person get in the ring for him to knock him out.
Right. And that's sure enough, that's what happened.
You know what? They did the same thing to AJ at the beginning of the night. I mean, it was a little bit longer, but still.
You know what?
She got the left boot for him and the torture rack.
She got it all in one match in about 30 seconds. I was just about to talk about that. She got the kiss of death, and of course, Rage perving out because he had to post the picture of them kissing on the group page.
I'm sure he beat his dick real good. That's why you couldn't hit his ass off that one picture. Come on, Rage.
You better than that, Rage.
Come on, baby. You better than that. Rage, come on now. As much as he said he hate the Bellas, he was the first one to post something like
He's
that.
He's the only one that posted something like that.
Oh, God. And see, I only see him on Facebook. I don't see him on social media. So I'm sure on Twitter and whatever else there is out there that he's had stuff on there too.
Of course. If I go on Instagram, Rage, am I going to find that picture there? He's silent.
He got something in his hand right now. He can't talk.
Of course it's on Instagram. This is, and I quote, from Rage on Instagram. Excuse me while I fap for a moment.
Is that what he wrote?
Really, Rage?
Should be doing that in private.
He write that down.
Yes, blind. He wrote that.
Rage.
Get off my ass. It's my Instagram. I post what I want.
Go blind, Rage.
For real.
Diabetes ain't going to make you blind, Rage. It's going
to
be
William bitching. William Morgan bitching about Sting. William, you can go to hell.
I don't know. William,
you can go to particular hell.
Anyways,
complaining about Sting.
He complains about the wrong things. But anyways, what was I going to say though? I lost my.
About the Bellas.
So yeah, the Bellas. They gave AJ the kiss of death, and that's it for AJ.
God, I hope they
she
does.
That's a fair sign, Lee. I mean,
like that's it. That's her send off.
Hey,
you want to
go home and play House with CM Punk? Go right ahead.
No, she wants.
It wasn't no different than how she sent Caitlyn away.
She wants to stop popping up babies, right?
But that's like not. That's not a good way to go.
Well,
shut up. You're saying it because she's AJ and you like her. Shut up.
People.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I'm sorry. I got a soft spot for AJ. She's from New Jersey.
But Rage,
you got a soft spot for anything with a twat. Shut up.
I'm trying to. Okay, first of all, you don't get it. So you can just
that or 11 herbs and spices.
So, like I said, exactly. AJ, I think she's a good. She's a damn good wrestler. She looks good. She's from Jersey. Like, and that's to me, like that's not a good way to. That's not a good way to send her off.
Because, Rage, in this business, people have been sent off for a lot worse. Sent off a lot worse ways. She only got a kiss of death, and that was it.
I'm sure there was a lot of, like, I'm sure there were much worse, but look, you don't, like, whatever.
Oh, Patrick Sadell got to go. I didn't know he got a chance to go.
Did he make it home that fast? Jeez. I don't think he
did. Yeah, he wasn't playing around.
Patrick didn't get caught by the protesters and nothing like that?
There's no protesting going on because there's
the Rage. Rage. If this show was a sitcom, you. Let me shut up.
Anyways. Yeah, control yourself because.
We call you Dudley.
There's a reason there's. Yeah. Yeah, because there's a lot of people listening here. Anyways, let me see what else do we got here before we get into the other. And then, of course, the main event, like we said, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's the Survivor Series in a nutshell. There wasn't too many matches, but. We did see a lot of things tonight, and I guess Sting takes precedent over everything. And
You know what I saw just say? I saw from here, if you go through the matches, except for Cesaro, because my thing is this. Why the hell did... Okay, I thought Jack Swagger was hurt.
No.
Isn't that why he couldn't be on the team?
Well...
He got beat up.
He got beat up.
They say he couldn't be on the... He couldn't be on Cena's team because he supposed to got hurt. And then he's on there fighting Cesaro, and he beat Cesaro for what reason? Who knows why? But besides, Damian, Ziggler, no, they really
Big Show.
They really doing some. Well, you know, Big Show going. He's going to get some type of push. Every December, Big Show is going to get something when nobody's watching.
Well, yeah, this is his time, right?
It's outstanding.
Yeah, this is his time.
Every Survivor Series,
they let him get a run until TLC, and you know, it must be his contract because this every for a month he gets something. So, I mean, I'm tired of him between him, Mark Henry, and Kane. They don't know what to do with them.
He's been full gamut lately. He's cried.
Nah, they buried this shit. They buried the shit out of Mark Henry tonight.
But what I understand is, okay, so you have Mark Henry who Rusev made him cry. Then he gets on a team with Rusev. Then Big Show, who got owned and sunned by not only Rusev, but Mark Henry, then he goes and joins them. I mean, he turns on. It just doesn't make any sense.
Big Show, he's Luger in it. Like he can't, they can't decide whether he want to be a face or a heel half the time.
So exactly. What now? Big Show is a face, no heel. Okay.
He turned on his team. Of course, he's a heel.
I know. I'm just saying. Like
they didn't make him do it. You saw Triple H face. He went over.
I just don't know what Big Show is anymore.
He got scared about losing his job, and he wants to lose his job. So,
but they always do that storyline with him. They always is him scared of losing his job. But they did it with John Laurinaitis.
Somebody brought up that he has that ironclad contract.
Ironclad, yeah.
That's the thing. When he since he got that ironclad contract, Stephanie has made him punch out Dusty Rhodes. He's cried for John Laurinaitis. He's cried so many times. He did all the stuff for his job. Then he comes out, and then he gets beat up and goes away. And then all of a sudden, he's whirl, and everybody just accept. You know what? He's a person that he can do whatever he want, turn whenever he want to. And when he decides to turn face, people forget about all the stuff he did as a heel. Kind of like Stone Cold with that whole Alliance thing dissolved, and he came out the next night, and they retconned the whole.
Yeah, but Stone Cold did one turn and then turned back. Where Big Show, it's like.
I was comparing the fans' embrace of him when he come back out there. Big Show still get popped for it. They boo Ray. They boo Sheamus. They boo Randy Orton. When they all been faces, Big Show don't get booed. They cheer for Big Show like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what up? I don't know. It's whatever. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, you will get Big Show and John Cena got to have something to do. That's what they did with him. They had him fight Kane. When Cena was CM Punk was feuding with The Rock, so I guess you know they need him to do something until Brock come back, and that's what he gets.
I thought the two biggest wastes in that match was both Wyatt men.
They looked like they was fighting over the drumstick at Thanksgiving, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh my! They got in there. And it was just like what the.
Contest.
Who's choking? Surfer, you choking over there? Surfer's choking. He thought that it was kind of funny, Lee.
Oh my god.
That tank top.
You okay, Surfer?
Yeah, I'm cool. It's just, you know, I was trying to hold it in so I could mute myself, and by holding it in, I kind of
choked.
Yeah. Made it worse, yeah.
You be honest, you thought Lee's
got out and in, so
it's like okay, they kept acting like, oh, these two big bulls are gonna clash. Who's gonna come out on top? And it really didn't take
place. What is he? Is he like the new Festus? First, he's playing with a Rubik's cube. Then he comes out.
I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. Let me tell you something. If it were me, if I was planning, if I was the person that was directing that segment,
should have had it the whole time.
What was that?
If they were going to give it to him, they should let him just keep it the whole time.
Exactly. And I would have had him complete the damn Rubik's Cube.
Like, you don't want to do it. Like, you don't want to do it.
Exactly. He would have been. He would have just walked up with it completed in his hand and just like and just dropped it. Then he should have taken off the mask.
But Double A, we talk about Sting's music. What about his music?
Oh my God!
What the hell? Yeah,
can we cue that up, please? I'm sure we could cue that up somehow here. Let me see.
That didn't fit him in any way, shape, or form.
No, it didn't. No, it didn't. Let me see here. Can we, let me see if we can cue that up. Supposedly we've got the Survivor Series Fallout. No, I guess not. We're going to see if we can cue up, Luke Hart or Eric Rowan's music here. Because, yeah, it was kind of...
That was not Sting that came out. That was Piper dressed up as Sting.
That was a horrible... You want to talk about a horrible theme. That Luke Harper theme was not good.
Nah, it was bad. Let's see. We can
come on, Rowan.
Rowan, yeah, it's very stereotypical to me.
We're gonna try to play it here, because we do have a.
I bet you they change it. I bet you he don't come out that shit no more.
It was weird. It really was weird listening to that. Gotta rewind this a little bit.
Again, I don't mean to start a whole bitch fest, but like again. This is exactly what I was fearing when it comes down to splitting up the Wyatt family. You got, you know, Rowan and Harper doing like absolutely nothing.
What you talking about? Harper, Intercontinental Champion. He was just in the main. They both were just in the main event. Rage. They were both in the main event. Rage.
Yeah,
Rage.
That's true. I get you there. I get you there. Well, don't be wrong. I get there.
Come up with something for them. I mean.
It just happened, Reed.
We told you not. You see, I told this to William the other day too. He asked me a question on Facebook, and I forgot what it was about. I think it was about Sting possibly debuting at the Survivor Series. What do I think? I said I can't think about something that hasn't happened yet. You know,
that's the thing. I mean, the thing is this. The thing is this. All right. You can't say that nothing's being done with a group of people who they could have put. Okay, all right. So what if they put in Jack Swagger and put in Cesaro in the main event? They put in the two members of the Wyatt family in the main event. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What else did you want? What else? That's you can't say they aren't doing anything with them when they put them in the main event.
And one of them the Intercontinental Champion.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, Luke Harper's up there. He comes out. He goes over Josh Ziggler, who's over. He wins his championship, and he goes into the main event. So how's that doing nothing with him?
I see it very differently. But
he asked me about.
How do you see it, Rage? Because you're not making any sense.
Right.
Now you're pissing me off.
You got to explain yourself.
Like,
no, don't say nothing to him, Tony, because he ain't got nothing to explain. He's just talking out his...
I was going to explain before you rudely...
What up? Silence.
Sting, or not Sting, William, what he asked me actually was, what were my thoughts about A New Day? Well, I can't comment on the damn thing. It hasn't happened yet.
I wish people stop saying it's the Nation of Domination. You got to wait and see it first.
Exactly.
Now,
anyways...
Was y'all shocked at the way Bray Wyatt took a beating after the match?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
They're gonna put what's his face over.
He didn't take a beating.
I was confused when he pulled that lad out and just got on top of it, but then I realized what they were doing.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, TLC. Yeah. That's why he had to get the ladder.
Let's take it back to Luke Harper's entrance.
Authority drove him bankrupt, cost him his home. That's what Big Show faces here. Revenge and retribution.
That a great colleague,
Eric Rowan.
Weighing in at 315 pounds, Eric Rowan.
Here's the guy king who shocked everybody.
You're right about that.
This past Monday night on Raw, when he aligned with Team Cena against his former Wyatt family brother, Luke Harper, Rowan could indeed be the wild card tonight.
Certainly was a surprise to see Rowan come out. God, I hope those two, Harper and Rowan, get the face off tonight in this match.
I don't know.
That's some Jimmy Wang Yang music that never got used.
Sound like Rajan Singh.
What's going on?
Someone is playing Japanese music with like a band.
What Japanese? No, like it's just a, little xylophone thing.
I want to know what's going on between.
He said a xylophone.
Yep.
They gave him some. I hope they don't give him the slow gimmick like they gave Eugene. Do you know what they might give him? Give him the art. I hope nobody gets offended when I say this, but because I don't really want to say it as a gimmick. You know, if somebody probably will, but I don't mean it in that way. But what if they were giving him like an autistic type gimmick? You see what I'm saying? Where he's like Rain Man.
That was Festus.
Yup.
Festus was zoned out when the bell came on and off. Rain Man, he was solving puzzles and shit. Festus would just wild out when the bell rang.
You could say Festus was autistic.
But I'm saying but Festus wasn't Rain Man though.
But as soon as that bell rang, he became a monster.
But I'm not saying Rowan should become a monster. I'm just saying
again, he became docile.
I know. I understand his gimmick. I'm saying a Rain Man gimmick where you got somebody like he solved the Rubik's Cube puzzle. But he got the sheet mask on. You know what I'm saying? Well, he got that music that plays, but then he comes out. You know what I'm saying? Like it's hard for me to explain what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. I do know what you're saying.
Here's what they could do, okay?
It's almost like when Mick Foley had that that closing music.
They could say he's a genius. But he's been under Bray Wyatt's control for so long that he's forgotten how smart he is, and now that he's coming out of the control of Bray Wyatt, his mental facilities are coming back to him.
His faculties?
Yeah.
Shut up, Tony.
I just felt like playing Mankind's close.
That's Mankind.
When he used to win a match.
I mean, is he still going to stalk Renee Young?
Possibly. Why not? He took what did he take last week? He took the stuffed cat for Renee. He didn't give it to her yet.
They're going to do that whole Samuel Saw shit.
He's a test pilot.
I just have. Rowan's stalking the hell out of
That's not, well, it's not a Samuel Shaw thing, but whatever. He could, he's not necessarily stalking her, you know? Look, Viscera tried to pry Lillian with a cheeseburger. Was it a cheeseburger?
Yeah, he did.
Mark Henry stalked a few people.
Yeah. China. And then he ended up with Sammy.
Didn't Kane stalk some people?
Lita.
Hold up. Didn't he?
DDP.
Hold up. Didn't Kane, like, who was the one? No, that was Snitsky that was, like, pressing Lita's stomach or something.
Yeah.
She was trying to push her stomach in.
She miscarried because of him.
Oh, my goodness. No, I'm saying, like, we already seen Eugene. We already seen Evad.
The best Kane stalking was during the wedding. He came out from the bottom of the ring and stuck his head up. That was just so crazy.
Wild.
You know, this feels weird. It's certain things that happen on, you know, because you get so many pay-per-views that go off and you kind of like, oh, that was whatever. That's like a Raw. When you have a moment like that, that makes you like sit up and like, did I just really just see that? It kind of sit with you. And then you wake up the next morning like, yeah, I did see that.
Now,
we can't even raise hell too much about this.
Here's the thing. I'll tell you when it's really going to sink in. If Sting shows up on Raw tomorrow night, then it's going to sink in.
Well, where are they going to be at? Because these
they're going to be in Indianapolis. Indianapolis. But it's like, because there's that famous line from March 26th, 2001, that Jim Ross said that's going to live in infamy. Shane McMahon's on Nitro. It's one of those things that it's just Sting on Raw. I think then at that point it's going to be real.
Sorry, what's the chance Sting comes out and then Vince says, here's the keys to Raw?
It's possible. But I think that's more best suited for Hogan.
Yeah.
I think also this whole authority thing had to drop because somebody was just talking about Triple H wrestling and how many times he wrestled. I think it was on Call-In Show. And
he wrestles about twice a year now.
All right, so now this puts him back in a this puts wrestler. Him back in maybe a wrestling capacity for a little while. Maybe
he's gonna get that belt.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. People don't want Triple H in control of that company.
I bet you Cena get it first. I'm telling you, we're gonna see John Cena versus Triple H at WrestleMania before it's all said and done for the championship. It probably be 16 times. It might be a year from now. Who knows? But before it's said and done, it's gonna be John Cena and Triple H again in the main event. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. Because ain't no way in the world Stephanie Man slapping his face and Triple H to pedigree him. That ain't gonna be. He ain't gonna let that go.
That's Man, he old Triple H.
They've been putting their hands on John Cena, so.
Pause on him, man.
Triple H want his revenge for WrestleMania.
I mean, they need to bring John Cena's belt back and let us know that he's a forever champion.
Wow.
You know what? Did anybody think he was about to turn on Triple H tonight after when she got in the ring was asking what happened?
No,
that bitch flipped out.
She could have slapped him in
the ring. That was classic the way she threw a tension tantrum in the ring.
She should have slapped him.
She should have slapped him just in a fit of rage. I told you. I told you.
And plus Double A, because he woke up like he didn't know what happened. Exactly. He got up like he just got up. he got up like, remember how wrestlers used to get up from a Brutus Beefcake sleeper and they realized their hair was gone? That's how he looked when he stood up and realized that they lost the match, lost control.
There was trending on Twitter earlier was a whole bunch of Sting references, including the Scorpion Death Drop. The only thing that surpassed a lot of the Survivor Series trends were things that happened at the AMAs with J-Lo and Iggy Azalea. Who cares?
Yeah.
Iggy Azalea.
Tony Romo's trending right now, baby.
What the hell is this Larry the Cable
Suck
guy?
Suck that rage.
Yeah, he'll be all, he's guest hosting Raw tomorrow night.
He's aged.
Get it done. You know, I thought he was funny for a brief moment in time.
He was never funny.
But when he did this one movie where somebody crapped on his hand, I was like, I'm done with this guy.
I think he's not even like a real redneck. He's like Jewish and born in Palm Beach.
So in other words, he had enough money experimenting being poor.
And he don't know how to install cable on top of that.
Divas match was
Oh man. Well anyway.
Poor AJ Lee.
Wait, you can't be a Jewish redneck?
I don't know.
Poor Paige.
No.
I mean, have you ever seen a cowboy named like Herb Schwartz?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I figure, you know, people, if you live in a certain area, you adapt to that region and the way people are, no matter what you are.
Where's the redhead from Total Divas?
She's on vacation. She had we'll talk about it on Tuesday, but let's just put it this way. She's going to come back bigger than ever.
She's pregnant? She get more time off than ever.
She's not pregnant, Tony C.
Oh.
Rory?
She's coming back bigger than
that. She's going to come back bigger
Unless
than that.
Unless she had a sickness.
She's shooting up?
No. Wow.
She's coming back like Nikki Bella?
You saying bigger than... Like,
she's coming back like Nikki Bella.
Oh, we're playing Pastor Del said Flair Sting segment. Look,
somebody attached a bicycle pump to her.
A Flair Sting segment? You know, they probably will. I can see them doing a Hogan Flair segment too, but... If they do Flair Sting,
Hogan.
What is Flair going? Phil's been posting for Flair for goals on Fridays, and I've been watching some awesome Flair promos. I do not need to see any more Ric Flair promos from today, okay. With him out there sucking on his imaginary candy,
his lozenge.
Eva Marie, the WWE, they've not used her. As a diva wrestler,
no.
They've been using her just as a straight up model.
That's it.
I mean, she needs to just be a valet. Is what she
or they was like, "Yeah, let's take pictures of us. Let's get you in this magazine."
let her be like Lana. I think it's okay to have somebody like Lana who's just a manager, valet, etc. That's fine.
She tried to become Fandango's dancer, and they found out she couldn't dance. Now we got Rosa Mendez is the new dancer.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
I know I haven't watched, but why is that? She looked like five different people in the last 3 years.
Well, she changes her hair. She got a boob job. I think she's had facial work done, but don't quote me on that.
I got to see Layla tonight, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I always like Layla.
And Emma, Emma looks like she's wearing granny panties.
Bluers?
Not even blue ones. It's just the way they sit on her behind.
She don't have a behind. So what are you talking about?
It looks like if I saw my grandma, I would turn away like, no!
Fag ass. I can't connect with her or that one Bailey. I can't connect with either one of them. I can't connect with Bailey's face. Bailey got Leno face.
She got a big chin. That's why.
Yeah, she got Leno face. Like.
But before we close out the night, and Tony Steele, we'll get to what you were going to say here in a second. Tomorrow night, Monday Night Raw, alright? You're watching Raw, and I'm trying to set myself up here so that it plays how I want it to play. But you're hearing Michael Cole. You know? He's talking. And, oh, guys, there he is. There's the man they call Sting. He's coming out next on Raw, live on the USA Network. It's going to be a little weird tomorrow. If that happens.
I wish I could hear Rossi say it one more time, though. God, yeah. That would have been awesome.
If he would have called that tonight.
Rossi, boy. Come on, you know Rossi. A lot of people don't know
Rossi. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Let me tell you something, Rossi.
What the hell?
Damn it, that's Sting. That's Sting. What is the Cerebros? It's Sting. Damn it, that's Sting. And Jerry Lawler, he sounds like, the biggest. Oh, my goodness. He seemed like he could be kind of an asshole in person. Surfer, no, we saw him together. Like, he seemed okay, but on Raw, he all giddy and.
He heening it tonight. What is he doing here?
What the hell is he doing here?
Everybody knows he's coming out.
JBL just needs to. I'm surprised he said NWA, though. Because as far as they're concerned,
they're dead.
Exactly.
But yeah, Jerry Lawler did heenen it up. They tried to do like a la Bash 96.
Yeah. You know?
What the hell is he doing here?
Who is it? What is he here for?
Well, at least now I can get my Sting DVD, the real one. That's both the one that should have came out. with him to actually talking, and we can see some footage now.
Sting.
Should Sting talk? Sting. But they keep him quiet.
I want to see a nice Sting DVD, too, like they did with Hayden.
I hope they put Ole on there.
I hope they don't.
You want to come out and cut promos, you want to be mysterious and just not say much.
I think it'd be cool if he don't really say anything, really. Like, he don't... I mean, eventually he's going to have to say his reasons for why he did what he did, but like Double A said...
The whole Hogan thing.
Like Double A said, if he don't show up tomorrow, you know...
That's fine.
But knowing them, the way their formula's been lately, he will be there tomorrow. Unless he got dates like Brock Lesnar.
You want to get that?
Unless he got dates.
Don't do Brock like that. Man.
All the big names they sign now got these old Scott Hall, Kevin Nash dates. Yeah. They got these contracts.
That's right. We got certain days we can't work, man.
Hey, look, you know how they said I don't know how much true it is or not, but they said that it was set in their contract that whoever came in, Hall and Nash, would cut money would bump up.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if like
nations.
Well, I'm wondering if, like, Lesnar got something like, anytime you sign a new guy, I get work one less day or some shit.
Maybe. You never know.
And Paul Heyman, he said that they have nothing for him.
But you know what? You know what? Him being on that panel fits.
Yep. It does. Fits. But,
they need to have Vince come out and act like JJ did and like named different people Sting want to fight. Like, I can book you for a match with Adam Rose. Just off the top of my head, like, JJ,
it would be cool to have him. It would just be cool to have him working with somebody right now.
But you know what I want? You know, they talked about the Flair Sting promo on Raw or whatever, you know, that could be coming up. I know he has nothing to do with Brock, but I want to see the Heyman Sting promo for some reason.
Oh yeah.
I just want to I want to hear in that Paul Heyman voice, because Paul always had good chemistry with Sting. Yeah. I want to in that Paul Heyman voice, Mr. Sting, let me tell you.
Oh,
and in case
you know just, how to, you know what'd be cool though, like if they ever turn the Usos heel, would they have a heel?
No,
they started off it.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
They did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. When they first got there, they were heel.
No, they weren't.
They attacked. the heart. They attacked the hearts. When they first got there. They was heels in the beginning.
Well,
in the very beginning, they were heels.
If I remember when Paulie came with the Samoan Swat team, and you know, Paulie could do something with somebody.
Yeah, he could do it with anybody.
If you do that, Lee. You got to bring back the cell phone.
Yeah.
In fact, the Usos didn't turn face until they started doing that war chant.
You can't have a cell phone now. You got to have a tablet.
Yeah.
You can have that laptop.
Bring back the York Foundation and get them a tablet.
Word processor.
Oh my God. Remember how whoever was a member of the York Foundation would get their ass beat and she started keying in that computer and telling them what to do? And it would always work.
Always work.
They would run out the door. They look at the computer and be like, okay, I'll try it. And they go back.
Terrence Taylor undefeated with that computer. Richard Morton.
Uh-huh. Terrence Taylor. And who was the other one who I couldn't stand? Oh, I can't stand him. You know what I'm talking about. Thomas Rich.
Thomas Rich.
Yeah, nothing about... Oh, my God. I would never understand that man's purpose. And the fact that they would introduce, always be like, a former NWA world. I'm like, what?
The funniest thing about their name...
Wildfire.
From slang name to like the proper name.
Well, they had no choice but to make Ricky Morton part of it because they couldn't make Gibson. Who would take him serious with their eye coming out there?
Double A, remember you put that picture?
Lee posted that picture. Lee, I just waited for Robert Gibson's eye to just pop out, you know?
It looked like Exactly.
That man needs to go get a lineman bad.
My goodness. He needs. Biggie ain't have an eye like that. His eye was just like going. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
How did he even. I mean, to look him in the
face. You got an Emiko.
It's one of them things you gotta stare at it.
like that mole on Austin Powers.
Where's Tamina at?
She's hurt. She had like a torn ACL or something.
Yeah, where is my baby?
Anyway,
they just go ahead and do a Samoan faction.
You feel like Paulie
gonna bring him back?
I want to need like a good pickup to like you know replace AJ.
Huh?
Forget about AJ.
No, I'm just asking. Like, you know,
they got one. Her name is Nikki Bella. They got Nikki Bella. She's the champion.
Yep. Oh my God. And then
look, Rage, AJ
okay,
was
I'm looking for a face for the Divas Division. That's what I'm looking
for. Okay, you said about four of them on the other side of that Divas.
You're sitting here and telling me that Nikki Bella is going to be the face of the Divas
Division? That's what they just made tonight. They just made her the face of the Divas Division.
Her husband is the face of the company. Why she can't
be? Tonight. So and stop. I'm telling you, Rage, this.
I officially hate women's wrestling.
Well, you never liked it to begin with. You just liked AJ. So just, really? I mean, stop.
I never said I didn't like
the Divas Division up until now. Like I never said that.
He does sound like Swax right now. Rage, you need
I sound like Swax right now?
Yeah, you do.
Because everyone else in the Divas
Rage, you're Swaxing right now.
And then we talked about something else.
Okay, sorry. Wait a second.
Yeah. Hang up. Go.
here's exactly where I should defend myself on this.
This is why we can't have listeners.
Because I'm not going to sit here and say that it was that there were other like good divas out there that can wrestle.
They are. Which she was not.
Naomi.
Okay, yeah, and they are. But are they on TV?
Yes.
They're just on TV that night. They won't on TV.
You have a short list of divas, not just in NXT, but in NXT and TNA and ROH that can go.
Okay, but let me tell you something, Rage. Okay, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to learn you something, Rage. Rage.
I'm sorry,
Rage.
But you can't hold it. On that.
Rage. I'm going to learn you something. Okay, there's something called, the law of averages. And you know that there's like 100 wrestlers in the WWE, and like only 20 of them can actually wrestle. Well,
yeah. Yep.
There's not 100 divas in the WWE. There's what, 20 divas in the WWE? So if there's 20 wrestlers that can wrestle in the WWE out of 100, that's what, 20%? So what's 20% of 20 divas? 4?
By my man.
We just gonna call him Derpy. He derpy.
Call me, all right, fine. I mean, call me whatever you want, but you're not gonna sit here and
you can call me what you want.
So what do you?
But you can't convince me.
He want AJ back.
It's not about AJ at this point. I want a woman that looks the part.
She doesn't look the part.
Nikki does not look any part.
Nikki looks more of a wrestler than AJ.
She can't wrestle.
For real.
She can't talk. She can't. She's not going to sit here and convince me that
your age.
Wait, you're the same person that said that Rob Terry should be a champion. He can't wrestle and he can't talk. So, I mean, make up your mind what you're going to be, man. Make up your mind.
I didn't say that.
Make up your mind.
What does that have anything to do with this?
Oh my God! Career, she's been a test dummy.
I'm not saying this because I like AJ. I like Paige. I like Naomi.
Okay, and guess what, Rage? Guess what? Guess what? Rage, Rage.
Go ahead.
Guess what? Paige also had a run as champion for a while.
Yeah.
That now time to move on to the next person. This is how it works. This is the wrestling business. This is not make Rage happy 24/7.
Yes.
Doesn't work that way, Rage.
It's not, but you're not going to sit here and convince me that Nikki
we
is.
Didn't,
Rage, what was your original question, Rage? Your original question was, who was going to replace AJ as the face of Divas Division? AJ was gone for a while. While she was gone, you had Paige.
Wait a minute.
When she was gone, she was not. When she left,
yes, she was.
Rage, she was. But she was gone. And you know
it's
what?
Wait a minute, Rage.
She was gone. And when she was gone, they still had other people there. The show went on. People leave. When Bret Hart left in 97, the show went on. When Hogan left, as many times he left, it went on. When CM Punk left, it went on. And when AJ gone,
it went on. But not a lot of people.
No. You haven't surveyed a lot of people. You haven't surveyed a lot of people.
Buying Paige as champion.
No. Okay, that was
the
her first.
Fans are buying Paige as champion. But I heard a lot of people bitching about Paige saying, "Oh, they're not. She's not going to make it. She's not going to do well."
Well, who buying Lil Frail AJ as champion over somebody like Nikki Bella?
And a repeated champion at that. She's already champion multiple times. It's a time to move on and go to somebody else. Listen, we're not here to tell you that Nikki Bella is the perfect diva to be the champion. We're not saying that. We're saying, okay, she's the next one in line. It makes logical sense to make her champion because she's right now the top diva in the WWE based on the way... Let me finish what I'm saying, okay? Keep your mouth shut. She is the top diva based on the way the storylines are currently being driven. Period. We are not going to make somebody who has absolutely nothing going on television the champion right now. We got to build up to that point. So look, AJ's out of the picture. Now somebody will come in and will face Nikki, and maybe that person will be champion, whether it's Naomi, Natalya, this person, that person, Wrestler X, could be anybody. But we're not saying that she's the best choice. We're not saying that. She just happens to be the person that's in line at the current moment to be the champion. And that's what WWE chose to do. They're staying the course. If somebody else that was not Brock Lesnar was in the WWE, for example, that didn't know how to wrestle a lick, but they just happened to be the top dog, guess what? They would have been champion and not Brock. Period. Look, they're groomed. Look, Roman Reigns can't talk, very limited in the ring, and they're grooming him to be the next guy, the next world champion.
Look at Goldberg. Yep.
This is just how things go. You don't. You can't get somebody in there
because
that's the complete
I'm being
package.
Misunderstood.
It's not you being
misunderstood. I'm not talking about. WWE can make anyone that they want champion. That's their prerogative. I'm saying this. AJ, for the last 3 years or so, was, in my opinion, I don't know if it applies to y'all.
Your opinion.
Fine, whatever. My opinion. To me, AJ was the best diva, the best women's wrestler out of the three, maybe four major companies in wrestling.
You don't even watch four major companies.
Yes,
how would you know?
Yeah, I do.
You watch two companies. You watch TNA and you watch WWE.
How the hell do you know? Do you live in my house?
What else do you watch, Reed? What else do you watch?
I watch NXT.
That's WWE.
I've recently gotten to watching the ROH.
They don't have women wrestlers on there. They don't have no women wrestlers.
I know that.
You know what? I can't. I defend the better part.
I'm being totally misunderstood.
No. Okay. Rage. He just asked you, what women's wrestling are you watching? You said, I'm watching three or four companies, and you listed two. One is a part of WWE, and the other one doesn't have women's wrestling.
Because he's making shit up as he go along.
Rage.
I'm not
Okay, Rage. And I really don't want to do this. We had a great post show with a lot of listeners, and you're scaring them off. Listen.
I'm okay.
The thing is,
I apologize for anybody that I scared off. Forget it. Never mind.
No, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. In your opinion, you say AJ was the face of the WWE. Fine, that's your opinion, and that may be the case for the last 3 years. But guess what, Rage? Now WWE has to move on to the next thing because AJ's not there anymore.
Okay, fine. All right. Never mind.
So how do we get...
What would you rather happen? What would you rather they do?
Would you rather they do, Rage?
Would rather they do?
Keep AJ.
Oh, my God.
No, answer the question.
Rage, you can't just...
Let him answer the question. Surfer, let him answer the question. Surfer, let him answer the question.
On saying, I want AJ back. Look, AJ's gone. I've accepted that. That's fine.
No, you haven't, because you just complained that she lost.
Let him finish. Let him finish, sir.
It's not about AJ. It's about finding a woman that will come in and be that.
And guess what, Rage? There's a process to that. There's a process to that.
Okay.
Don't you get that? There's a process.
You let your personal bias get in the way.
It's not about personal bias, so get that out of your mind.
You don't like Nikki. So it bothers you that they put the belt.
And Surfer's right. Wait a minute. Stop. Surfer. Rage.
She can't wrestle. She can't talk.
Rage. Stop. There is personal bias because you said in your response, you said, somebody that I feel. Those were your exact words. It's not something that you said that would be good for the business. No.
All right.
But do you understand that? Regardless, if it's something that makes you feel good, there's a process to get to that point. It's not an overnight thing.
Rage, you take this too seriously, man. It's just
entertainment. I ain't taking it too seriously.
Oh, in the past couple years. Who has the WWE used for promotions to go different places and promote the company? AJ or the Bellas?
Forget about logic. We're not talking about logic here, Surfer. He doesn't seem to understand that there's a process.
If he was real with himself and says that okay,
it doesn't matter
about
if it's
what
Nikki
I want to see personally, then he would be able to understand it. Okay, that's just it. We went through this whole thing before I know you're going to deny it, but we went through this whole thing before when you and a couple other people were upset because CM Punk he should have had the belt longer. He had the belt longer than anybody else in the last 20-something
years.
But
okay,
upset.
Wait, 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 wait.
story.
Because it's the same thing.
I'm not going to sit here and deny what I said. But look,
you talking in circles.
Longer, whether he has a belt or longer doesn't matter. He should have dropped it to The Rock, and I'm going to say that for the last freaking time.
Okay, whatever.
Whatever. The point is, Rage, you got to understand that there's a process, and to go through the process, sometimes there's... Listen, in life, Rage, you want to make money in your life, right? Rage, you want to be rich. You want to make good money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess what, Rage? To get to that point, you got to deal with a lot of shitty jobs to get to a decent job that pays good money. That's part of life. So to get to
wrestler that I was, this is that shitty job, right?
If that's how you feel, if that's how you want to think of it right now, go right ahead. There's a process to get to what you want. We have to go through certain channels first. It's not going to happen. Okay, AJ's gone. Find Rage's personal preference next.
But the problem double A is this. The problem I have is this, is that when you approach him about what his grievances are and you say, well, what would you do? He can never give a solution.
No.
He's just always bitching and moaning. We said,
I want somebody believable, Lee. That's what I'm asking for.
Who? Name? Give me a name. Give me a name because you've got 20 divas in the WWE.
Give me a name. All right, fine. Naomi, Paige, freaking Natalya for once in her life.
Okay, guess what? Guess what? Guess what? Paige was champion three times this year. Three times this year. She feuded with AJ for 6 months.
How about you pull some of these girls out from NXT? Start that.
Rage, there's a process to that. That's what you don't get. We can't. I can't just go.
How long has Sasha Banks been in there?
Guess what? I'm going to play the role of Vince McMahon right now. You know what, Rage? I just can't go and open the top of the cookie jar in NXT and yank a diva out, drop them on Monday Night Raw, and expect them to be over.
Well, Vince.
Guess
Vince,
what? It doesn't work
even
that way.
A lot of divas on your main roster can actually wrestle.
Okay.
Some of the divas on NXT can. So what do you do, Vince?
Okay, I'll tell you what I do. I have a current storyline going on featuring two of the top divas in the roster. And to progress the storyline, I need this to happen to open up an avenue for somebody else to come in and possibly compete for the divas title.
And double A, it comes down to him not understanding certain things and not looking at the bigger picture. Just like you said earlier, listen, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. Earlier, the source of your being frustrated earlier with the whole Wyatt situation was you didn't like the fact they broke the Wyatt family up. That's it. You may not want to say it. Don't cut me off. That's it. Because you didn't like that happening, you can't see anything else. So your response to all that is they aren't doing anything with those other two right now. Which made zero sense at all. Zero. I want you to go back and listen to some of these shows that you want and listen to the things that you say and use them as notes to help you going forward. Because then you will really understand how you sound.
He doesn't
hear. So you know what? Alright, so you know what? You brought up the Wyatt situation. Let's talk about the Wyatt situation for a second. Just for a second. Okay, here's why I said they're not doing anything with him. The long run, no one is going to take Luke Harper seriously as Intercontinental Champion. They might have gotten a main event spot here, which was good for them, but are they going to get another one? No.
How do you know?
What are these two going to do after Survivor?
Let me tell you something. I don't see them going anywhere. Okay, so wait a minute. Let's analyze that statement then. Here's a pair of guys who, when they were together, even though they were not tag team champions, were one of... Let me finish. Were one of, if not the best tag team in the WWE, because they were putting on kick-ass matches, five-star matches with the Usos, with the Rhodes, with whoever was put in front of them, the Shield. They were putting on clinics in the ring and just really blowing the roof off whatever arena they were in that particular night. So here they are. Yeah, they're separated, but now they're main eventing one of the biggest pay-per-views of the entire year. And you want to come and tell me that just because now that the Intercontinental Champion, and which, by the way, this goes back to me saying, we're assuming well before anything happens, because here's Luke Harper. He's the Intercontinental Champion. Wrestled one match in singles competition on Monday Night Raw, became the Intercontinental Champion. And now all of a sudden we're going to start saying that this is not a good move. He's not going to be on top after this. Well, wait a minute. The dude's only been on TV 3 times in singles fashion. How the hell can you formulate an opinion that fast? And on top of that, his first appearance in singles role, he becomes the champion.
It's because he's upset because he didn't want to see the Wyatt family. It just, if you're honest with yourself, you would just stay quiet about some of this stuff. Just wait and see what happens. And to order to push them, in order to push certain people, look, and on top of that is, maybe one of them won't be successful. Maybe one, all three of them will. Who knows? But, I mean, that's the way it is. Sometimes they break up groups, and somebody's a breakout star, and somebody's not. Sometimes both of them do okay. But you got to wait and see. I think it's just a lot of speculation about, and all this fantasy booking about, nothing's going to happen. No, just wait and see.
I remember years ago. I'll give you a good example of where this probably would apply to your logic, Rage. Years ago, there was a little tag team in wrestling, kind of popular. I liked them growing up. Okay? I think you've heard of them. The Steiner Brothers. Okay? The Steiners were together for 10 years. Never separated. Well, there was a period in 92 where they were separated for a brief time, but they never competed against each other. So here comes 1998. They're separated, and instead of the one that started off as a singles wrestler, which was Rick Steiner, they decide to push Scott Steiner. Well, in 1998, Rage, I would have looked on a piece of paper, if you would have told me Scott Steiner is going to be one of the biggest stars in this industry as a singles competitor, I would have probably told you, you know what, you're nuts. But I couldn't tell you that the day it happened. You know why? Because I had to give it a chance first. And guess what happened? Not only did he become one of the biggest single stars in the industry, he became, what, a 3-time world champion or something like that at the end of the day?
Yeah. All right, we'll see.
3-time world champion, main evented, I believe this main evented 1 or 2 WWE pay-per-views with Triple H.
That's like when Triple H came in with DX. When Triple H came in with DX, before he did Hunter Hearst Kimberly gimmick, I knew him as Terror Rising. I knew him when he was in WCW doing all that stuff. I knew when he came in. I'm like, they putting this dude with Shawn Michaels. I mean, Shawn Michaels is Shawn Michaels, and he's coming in with his big, you know, China, blah blah blah. And look at him now. I mean, you don't know
what's going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, if back in 2003. If they had, or 2002 or 3, whatever year it was, if you had John Cena standing next to Randy Orton, everybody would have assumed probably then Randy Orton would have been
right
way over John Cena, because no one knew who John Cena was. He was the dry prototype if they didn't know who he was, but Randy Orton was the third generation rep. Come on now. You can't sit up there and make assumptions. And I just think, really, that was just your way out. You just be real. You just upset they broke up the Wyatt family. You like the Wyatt family. They broke it up. Just be real. Every time somebody says something to you, you feel like somebody attacking you. Stop trying to play the victim.
I am being real.
You're not.
But you know what?
But you again are saying
differently.
You don't. Okay, then if you are being. Okay, hold it. Then if you are being real.
I haven't been wrong on any assumption that I've had on the Wyatt family. I haven't been wrong. So, we'll see.
Okay.
If anything, Big Tom was right. He said he's going to be Intercontinental Champion, this, any of them, and the next day, if it didn't happen. 3 days later, if it didn't happen.
Here's the thing, Rage. You should stop assuming so much and just sit back and actually enjoy what's happening. Because I guarantee you, a team that you liked, a pair that you liked as a tag team, trust me, you're going to like them just as much as a singles competitor.
Really?
If they were a tag team in a tag team division, I'm going to be honest with you. We like Goldust. We like the Usos and all the other. But what really can you do in a tag team division?
You really think so? You really think you're going to have success in singles?
Answer Lee's question. Would you rather, let me ask you this, would you rather then the Wyatts just stay a tag team forever?
No.
So what would have been enough when you said it was
enough? I would like them to had a nice. I would have liked them to had a nice lengthy run
shots
as a threesome.
So what do you do
rather
next?
Than bring them in and split them up?
But them tag team titles don't mean much of anything.
Hey, they had more shots at the Usos than anybody, and they didn't get the job done. So at this point, you keep them as a tag team for what?
The Wyatts have been in a spot in a big spot since they came from NXT. They came in making a mark with Bray, and now with
and let's and let's hold
Bray
on.
Wasn't
so
main,
me, hold
Bray
it.
Wasn't in the main event tonight.
I'm going to tell you something. Hold on. I'm going to tell you something. Hold it. Rage. Hold on. Rage. Hold on 1 second. I'm gonna actually. You know what? I just thought of something that might best way explain this. Okay, the Wyatts were together, right? But honestly, of that team, forget Bray. You got Luke Harper, Eric Rowan. Who was the stronger person in that team? Before the breakup, before the separation, who was it?
It was Bray.
I didn't. I said forget Bray.
Oh, forget Bray? Okay, so...
Who's the strongest of the two? Rowan or Harper?
I would say no. I think Harper.
Okay, Harper. He's the Intercontinental Champion now. Okay, fine. So you can easily identify the strongest member of that tag team. Now look at the four tag teams that were in the Fatal 4-Way match. Could you honestly go about it and go through each tag team and say that one person is better than the other? No! You can't do that! Because those teams, they're even keel across the board. No member is better than the other.
I couldn't even tell the Usos apart.
Yeah, I can't either. But the thing is that the thing is with Rowan and Harper,
Naomi's in the room.
That's another great example. When the Funkadactyls were together, easily identifiable or easily you could identify who was the strongest person in that tag team. It was Naomi. So here was a situation where you got Rowan and Harper. You could identify who's the strongest member of this team. It was Harper. So when you got a situation like that, okay, where there's one person stronger than the other, why wouldn't you just take advantage of the fact that you've got this person that's a standout in the tag team? Because let's be honest with you, if you're a standout in a tag team, chances are you're doing most of the work anyway.
And you know, in the WWE, nobody wants to be stuck in tag team division because you can only go but so far as a tag team wrestler.
Right. Look, I'm sure there's never going to be a day where the Usos are going to break up. I'm pretty sure.
They might one day, but I don't think...
Wait. So I have two questions. Number one, I don't mean to ask so many questions, but you guys are just bringing this out of me. Number one, so you're saying that Harper, okay, so Harper is the stronger one of the two.
You said it. Those were your words. I asked you, and you.
Okay,
I asked you to identify
Harper,
the stronger of the two.
So according to me, Harper is the stronger one of the two. Okay, fine, whatever. So you're assuming that...
I don't assume.
But you're telling me that both... You're telling me that both could have success as singles, right?
I didn't say that, Rage. You're putting words in my mouth. I said... Why wouldn't WWE utilize the fact that you've got a strong single, you've got a strong competitor here who can carry the team on their own? Why wouldn't you separate them and then just utilize that person as a singles wrestler? Because really, they're doing 90% of the work in the match anyway.
Okay, fine. Fuck that.
Matter of fact, they start putting them in singles matches. Why they weren't tag team?
All right, fine. Fuck that. So let me ask the second question. You guys said that being a tag team doesn't mean much anymore. The tag team titles does not mean much anymore, right?
Hasn't mean much in 10 years.
So let me ask this logical question. Why even have the belts?
Because it's a business, fool.
It's a business.
It's a business.
Rage.
But it doesn't mean much anymore to be tag team champion.
Okay, because you know why, Rage?
Why have the belts?
Okay, because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Why have a Divas Championship? Why have a U.S. champion or an Intercontinental champion? Why have a world champion? You need something. There's a style of matches. There's a group of matches that happen week in, week out on this wrestling program that okay, it's a certain division. So wouldn't you want to at least identify who is the top of this division?
Are they selling the tag team champions at any point? Are they putting them on any billboards? Are they putting them on any commercials? Are they putting them?
Sure they are. They're on the trucks. Them? Sure.
Where?
They just had a Fatal 4-Way tonight. They just had a match tonight.
Okay, but I'm talking about outside the ropes.
Oh, God. Well, you know what, Rage? If you use your logic, I can say why they're 3 hours away. Why is there a SmackDown? Why is there a main event? Why is there... Look, they got to do what they got to do to capitalize and make money. They can sell those tag team championships as replicas. You got people out there to buy them. Believe it or not, there's still people that like tag team wrestling.
Rage, let me tell you something. When I was growing up, okay, when we were all growing up, there were more titles then than there are now.
It was.
Okay.
Tag team, U.S. tag team, six-man tag.
Yep.
At one point, didn't they even have a cruiserweight tag?
They had a cruiserweight tag team titles. They do it to identify who is the top group or person of a certain division. It's to identify that these are the best of this field of wrestling. Okay, if we were to break wrestling down into styles, I guarantee you, you would have a submission champion, you'd have a high flying champion, you'd have a, you know, whatever else there is out there.
Street
fighting champion and all these things. You'd have that because you need to classify who is the top person in this specific division. That's why there's the tag team titles.
Okay.
It's not for any other reason.
All right. It's a benchmark.
Okay.
You need to tell the audience this is the top person. Otherwise, all you have is a handful of tag team matches that appear on television week in, week out that really don't mean anything. You got to fight for something, Rage.
Well,
if we don't have championships, what are we doing every Monday night? What's the point of, you know, if UFC didn't have any championships, why the hell are they? What the hell are they fighting for? Because they like beating each other up.
Sport
means something else.
No, they do it because they're fighting for a championship.
Well, Rage, you could have said for all those years after they combined the shows. Why did they have two world titles for a while? Did you ever question that?
Did I ever question? Of course I did.
Well, because they had to identify who was the top person on that show.
One meant more than the other.
Because they had to identify who was the top person on that show, Rage. Okay, if we take away championships away, let's take away the championships in every major sport. Listen, we're well into the NFL season. Let's forget about the Super Bowl. And at the end of the year, whoever win, that's it.
Please, Double A. I'm telling you, if they took away them belts, the first thing you know, what you hear the next day?
Why did they take those belts away?
Well, they need some championships.
That Larry O'Brien trophy that teams win at the NBA Finals, that means something. The MLS Cup means something.
No, but Rage, you see what you're saying, Rage? That it means something, okay. It means something in that sport, but you need those trophies and you need those championships to identify who is the top in the industry. The same way that we need these titles to identify who are the top in these certain divisions. We know who is the world champion in the WWE, and he is the top dog in the entire WWE. Okay, well, there's 100 wrestlers in the WWE, so we got to break it down. And plus, the women can't compete for the world title, so we need to have a Divas title. That's why there's that. That's why Nikki's the champion. Okay, we have 2-3 tag team matches on Monday Night Raw every week. Okay, well, this is a reoccurring division. Guess what? We should try to identify who is the top tag team in this company. Tag team titles. Well, the world champion's not on Raw, so you know what we need? A mid-card title. So you know what? With that, we bring in the Intercontinental and the U.S. champion. There shouldn't be two, but what the hell? So you got two titles that identify who is the person that is in the secondary level of the top star of this company. That's it. That's why you need to identify and tell the audience we have faith in this person, and at some point they're going to be champion, or they're champion now, and then maybe they're going to go on to do bigger and better things. That's all.
Okay.
That's why. But if you want to, take it away, Rage, I guarantee let's take all the championships away, and I promise you, wrestling is going to get very boring very fast.
Okay.
And I mean very fast.
Because as a tag team, what are you striving for? If you take it away. Some people, if they weren't, just like we talked about stronger single wrestlers, some people are only going to... for example, Goldust is better off in a tag team.
Yeah, these days, yeah.
At this point in his career, he's better off in a tag team. You know what? He's doing some of his best work right now. Working with his brother, I think he's having fun. They going out there, Cody Rhodes is having fun, like he's having fun doing his thing. You know, and soon, you know what? This is going to be used to get Sandow over. Look what happened. Look at what's going on.
You can play about
Sandow and how he's not getting. Well, it's happening. It may not happen the way you want it to happen, but it's happening.
And you missing it because you were looking to complain about something else.
Whatever.
Yeah. Pay attention. You're gonna be asleep at
there. He is with that defeatist attitude, that pissy attitude. Rage. I'm speaking from the heart now. Okay, I don't make up comments in the chat room. I don't make up comments on Facebook. But when people say they can't hear you anymore, they're tired of listening to your opinions. Don't you think that there's something wrong? I'm not making this up. I'm not making it up, okay? If you want, go look at the chat room yourself.
Okay. All right.
Do you understand? This is why we get on your ass. Some of the garbage you say sometimes has absolutely no rationale. You have no wherewithal. You don't think things through first. How many times am I going to tell you, think before you speak? And stop formulating an opinion on whether or not I like this or not. Mm-hmm. I would have bet tremendous amounts of money that had Sting not debuted tonight, you would have came in here pissed and moaned for 2 hours. Because we were only supposed to be on an hour. We've been on the air for 2 hours. And an hour of it was dedicated to you pissing and moaning at the fact that Nikki was not the Divas champion, and you're not happy about it.
Wow.
And then when somebody approach you about it, you get upset.
Don't say something and then expect that. I've said this before. Don't expect you to say something and then all of us just to sit here and be like, oh, okay.
I'm not.
Brains doesn't like to get challenged.
That's the problem. He doesn't like to get challenged.
Oh, I didn't say that at all. I don't know where you came up with that.
Oh, you can. It's by the way you react.
Somebody,
if you didn't care, we would have been going at it for a whole hour.
And this is like the only time we've gotten off the air early after pay-per-view, you wasn't on the call.
Mm-hmm. We're still on the air, Sniper. But it's
sorry to everyone who's listening to the post show.
This is
what so sorry I through. Ruined your Sunday night.
We didn't say you ruined your Sunday night. The thing
I
is
wasn't
that
saying, I didn't say you did.
You need to understand something. You refuse to. I think, and you know what? I'm starting to believe that you just like screwing with us, and you like doing this on purpose.
You trolling.
You trolling, and you like doing it on purpose. You don't care.
Well, obviously
you don't care. If you cared, Rage, I'm telling you the truth. If you cared, you wouldn't do this all the time. And you do it constantly. Constantly. This ain't Swax coming on here and saying, you know, the sticker thing, because that's, we know he's an idiot, and we know that that he can't formulate a rational decision.
Why you gotta talk about Swax?
Because he is. He is.
Come on.
Listen, let me tell you something. Okay? I never once asked Swax to come on any show that I've ever hosted and tell him, give me your opinion. No. He's called in and said, Gimme. I listen. Let me tell you something. I listened to the call-in show a little bit before we did the pre-show today, and I believe the part of the call-in show that was airing was when you guys were talking about Sonny and paying $100 to get on Skype and all this stuff, and you guys didn't actually say it was Sonny until a little bit later on, and William was kind of just dancing around that it was a WWE diva and this and that. And Swax immediately says, I'll pay $100 to see Kelly on Skype. Like
Lana too.
So without letting William finish, he just barges in with his Kelly rhetoric. He's got this thing with Kelly that he just doesn't want to give up. He don't care.
Yeah, but
and then you want me to not call him an idiot, but I get off the air and he'll without telling me, he doesn't say, hey AA, let me send you something. Hey AA, do you want to check this out? Or hey AA, you know, I got this. No.
Come on.
It's click, send file to AA, and then I go look on Skype and I see a file transfer for 200 megs of Kelly pictures. I don't want to download it. I don't care about Kelly enough to see. I don't even want one picture. Do you understand why I can call him an idiot? You're not. I know you're not an idiot, but you're immature for a lot of things, and you show your age a lot. Your immaturity is driving everybody nuts. You need to grow up and understand certain things about what you're seeing on these television programs in terms of what you see on Mondays and Fridays and whatever other days of the week that you're watching wrestling. You need to understand what you're seeing. You need to comprehend what you're seeing. And you need to come in here with a valid opinion and a valid point, because you come in here, well, I don't like Nikki Bella as champion because she's not qualified. Well, Rage, okay, that's an opinion, but you need to back it up with something. If we come in here and we say, well, Rage, who would you rather want? You come in here, you say Naomi, that's fine. But we had to pull that out of you after 45 minutes. Do you understand what I'm trying to say now? If Surfer came in here and said that, and I said, well, who would you rather as champion? He would have just flat out said, Naomi. Okay, conversation over. Instead, I'm so pissed that they did this and that, and AJ, and okay.
Look, I've made clear how much I like Naomi, okay? But I'm not losing sleep over the fact they haven't made a champion yet.
You know, sometimes
it doesn't affect me emotionally.
Sometimes I feel like I've been raged on some of these shows. That's a term now. I've been raged.
Raised and swaxed. Swax. That's been a great pre-show, man. I mean, pre-show, post-show. Yeah. Pay-per-view is all right. Shout out to the Big Show.
What kind of grade did we give the pay-per-view?
Yeah, well,
it wasn't bad at all. The pay-per-view was fine.
B?
A.
Yeah, I give it a B.
Don't say nothing to him. He's pissed.
B+.
I give it
a B. I ain't pissed.
It was cool. I enjoyed it. Moving along. It was cool. I liked it.
Can't give it a C for Cena this time.
What I saw,
for Big Show.
I'll always tip my hat off for John Cena for putting the younger people over, coming back out supporting his team, finally allowing Dolph Ziggler to be in part of the spotlight. He ain't coming. He waited until he got to the back and he let him know.
He didn't. He came out while he was on the walkway.
He wasn't on the walkway. He was already right there in front of
him. And that ain't the same as him coming down to the ring and celebrating with the man.
And don't even go there. Wait a minute. Tony, don't go there, because I've seen Triple H. Edge couldn't even have his whole... When Edge was retiring, whose theme music they playing? He had to come down. It's time to play the game. So come on now. Come on now. I've seen Cena on numerous occasions leave the ring for somebody. Cesaro and a number of them, so they can have their time. Yeah, you know it, and you can find it. So
Dolph,
we're not going to stop with the finger here. This was a great scene. Robin was there.
Batman got foiled by.
I look at it like this. You know what? Everything that I've for the longest time, I think WWE does this every now and then where they have moments where they have an opportunity where this can be the starting point of something. And it happens every couple of months, and then eventually it starts to decline. Hopefully, again, this will be, you know, the upswing of things. You saw some people getting over in different roles. I think Nikki Bella, she's not the best wrestler, but this gimmick and what they're doing right now seems to fit. It looks like Brie Bella might have turned too. They were kind of
They hinted at the fact that she was happy that now that Nikki's the champion, that maybe she'll ease up on Brie for the remaining time.
Plus,
she can beat her.
The way this week played out with AJ attacking Brie in the ring after the match. I mean, at that point, Brie had an opportunity to get payback.
Yeah.
I mean, she might have been against her sister until that happened.
She needed to come out to Lex Luger music when he was the WCW champion back in the day. That would be awesome. To me.
Well, seeing that a handful of listeners left before I had a chance to promote the show in case we had any New Year's. Because, you know, of course, at 11 o'clock when the traffic peaked, you know, that's when I should have promoted everything on this network, but that's okay. Anyways, don't forget to download this show, download the pre-show. Download everything that's on iTunes, all the shows. Of course, listen to the entire lineup of shows that we got here on the network. Starting on Tuesday night with The Rant, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. for you people in the UK, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks live every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Thursdays, big night of programming, The Rexplex at 7, Rant and Wrestling at 9. Then on Saturday, the Wrestling Call-In Show with William Morgan and Rage. That's live at 11 p.m. 5 p.m. on Sundays, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show live with Surfer and Jordan Cobb. And then coming up this week, we got a special week of programming because things are going to be a little bit different. Because starting on Thursday, beginning at 8 a.m., we will be rebroadcasting our entire WrestleMania weekend coverage. It's about 16 or 17 hours worth of programming, the entire marathon will re-air starting at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning, beginning with Surfer's epic four-hour fun time show from that day. And then, of course, all the subsequent shows that happened. We had a roundtable that weekend, the Hall of Fame post-show, and, of course, the Lex Experience, the Wrestling Call-In Show, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, The Rant, and the WrestleMania 29, or the WrestleMania 30 post-show. There was no fallout to the Survivor Series. I just realized that. So they were promoting it, and there was no fallout. Anyways, that is then on Friday, even though that we've got this marathon airing on Thursday on Thanksgiving, what we decided to do is that we're going to air this week, if there is new episodes. I'm not sure if there's going to be. If there are new episodes of the Rexplex and Rant and Wrestling, we will air them on Friday in their normal time slots, and then they'll return to Thursday the following week. The next time we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be Sunday night, December 14th for WWE TLC. Will be the final pay-per-view of 2014. The next time after that we'll be bringing you pay-per-view coverage will be when Phil and Dave, or The Clan and a few other people, will be bringing you New Japan Pro Wrestling's Wrestle Kingdom 9 on January 4th. They will have a pre-show beginning at 7 p.m. right here on Rant AM Radio. They're going to run down the pay-per-view pretty much. I mean, they're not going to go over. I don't think they're going to have a post-show, but it's going to have a pre-show that pretty much you guys can talk about everything and everything in regards to this big event that's happening on January 4th on pay-per-view from Tokyo, Japan. The host scramble coming up, not this week, but it'll be coming up, the following week or the week after that in December. We've kind of figured out who's going where and what's doing what, and probably we'll be announcing that this Tuesday night on The Rant. Match results and all other news and things like that can be found on the website rantamradio.com and of course on Facebook and Twitter @rantamradio. Any final thoughts the Tuesday night Thanksgiving special on the Rant. Anything else that we want to close the show
bring,
with?
Bring a dish bring on a Tuesday.
Potluck.
Potluck. Anything else?
I'm going to bring some potato bread, so...
What is that made out of?
What's that made out of, Surfer?
Rice.
Yeah.
Okay. man.
See what I'm talking about, Rage?
That's his business.
What?
That's his business.
That would mean that's his business.
Of course,
he doesn't get it.
Oh, my God.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
He doesn't pay attention. That's the problem. I got to tell you something.
Potato pancakes is made out of.
I got to tell you something. Yesterday we were talking about Thanksgiving, and the turkey was delivered, and so the turkey was in the kitchen sink, and as we were formulating this dinner and things like that, there was somebody else in the house, and I said, I just yell out, "How big is the bird?" Because I wasn't sure that we didn't know how much it weighed. And I just go, "How big is the bird?" And this person in question, who will remain nameless, said, "There's a bird in the house?" And I said, "Yeah, there's a bird in the house." Like, "Really? There's a bird in the house?" I said, "Yeah, there's a bird in the sink." "Nuh-uh, there's a bird. There's a bird in the sink? Where's the bird?" "There's a turkey in the sink." "Turkey's not a bird." I said, "What the hell do you think a turkey is? Turkey's a turkey." So I had one of those moments yesterday. But anyways,
it wasn't Jake, was it?
No, it wasn't Jake. Jake knows better.
Okay.
Jive turkey.
Okay. Listen, Jake is in honors classes. Okay.
Jive.
Okay. That's what I'm just making sure.
Jake.
Yeah, they are jive.
Go listen to Jake's music on SoundCloud, by the way. Good shit. Good shit.
You see, Jake records some of that stuff here, and I can't walk around in my house when he does that because he says, "No, he can pick up all the sounds in the background." So, no walking, no talking, no this, no that. All right. So, when he's recording, all the doors in the house have to be closed. There's no sound going on. The air has to be turned off because you can even hear the air on the mic. The mic picks up everything.
Who's getting a Popeye turkey?
Lee, any final thoughts?
No, I'm good. I enjoy being on tonight. Thanks.
Rage?
I have zero to say.
I would hope so. So with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody listening live. Thank you for putting up with this show for 2 hours and 8 minutes. An hour and 8 minutes longer than it should have, but hey. It's Thanksgiving week, you know. Some of us
short work week,
you know. Anyways, for Lee, for Rage, for Surfer, for Tony C, I'm AA. We'll see you Tuesday night on the Rant. Enjoy the rest of your evening, everybody, and stay safe in St. Louis, Pastor. I know that all hell is expected to break loose tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. What do we want?